Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. I felt bad we couldn't drop an AMA on Monday morning, so we did it here on Tuesday morning, just for you. So you can always email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing to try and reach millions of young people every single month, charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, start a high school chapter, start a college chapter, get engaged and get involved, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where you can get involved in our effort to help retake America. AMA, I take your questions. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, we all complain about the woke industrial complex, the woke Marxists that are running our schools, that are running media, and yes, also running our banks. You see, look, the real estate market, it's red hot. Tyler, he just sold his home, and he said, Charlie, I've never seen the market so unbelievable. So maybe you want to go buy a home. Maybe they're taking advantage of low interest rates. With all the economic uncertainty underway, people need to invest in real stuff. So here's a rule of thumb. We here are a solution-based show. So if you don't like the woke nonsense, stop using the woke banks. It's that simple. No more Wells Fargo. No more JP Morgan. No more Goldman Sachs. No more big bank culture. Instead, I have these two great friends, and they do a great job. It's Andrew and Todd. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian. They love the Lord. They are Christians. They are honest. They are straight shooters. And they are on a mission to make sure that you guys can refinance, but be told the truth. Look, when I took out mortgages for the properties that I have, it was one of the worst experiences I've ever been through. Yeah, some of the people were very nice, but I could tell you the bank itself was just so bureaucratic and hard to work with. My producer, Andrew, is working right now with Andrew and Todd to fight against the woke banking culture. And he tells me that they're part counselors, part financial counselors, planners, and they're really helping him. So here's the thing. Andrew and Todd are mortgage bankers. They're not brokers. That means Andrew and Todd and their team can take care of your loan personally from start to finish. You'll likely actually talk to Andrew and Todd yourself. So right now, maybe you're walking or you're like, I want to refinance the home, or maybe I'm under the process. Stop it. No more Wells Fargo. They're funding $1 billion to BLM Incorporated. Drives me nuts. Bank of America shut off a U.S. Senate candidate who's running in Senate in Delaware, just shut off their bank account. Instead, let's support the good guys. I know a lot of you right now say, Charlie, I want to support the good guys. Let's do it together, okay? So here's how you do it. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's pretty easy to remember, right? Andrew, Todd, andrewandtodd.com, or call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172, and say, hey, I want to talk to Andrew and Todd. Charlie Kirk told me to call. In fact, I just had this unbelievable meeting with them. We talked theology. We talked the church. They're conservative. They're unbelievable. And all you have to do is call them up. Just go to andrewandtodd.com, call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172 and say, Andrew or Todd, I would like to speak to you. Charlie Kirk sent me. And I'm telling you, you'll probably get them on the phone unless they're traveling or handling some crisis. They take a lot of the phone calls themselves. Great people. andrewandtodd.com. No more woke banks. Let's work together to crush the back of woke Wall Street and support the good guys. andrewandtodd.com. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, because we were preparing for President Trump and traveling the country from Albuquerque to Roswell to Tampa, Florida. You know the Johnny Cash song? Is it Johnny Cash? I've been everywhere. That describes the Charlie Kirk Show.
It's like Minnesota, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Florida, Maine, California, Washington. That's the Charlie Kirk Show, everywhere in between. And we didn't get a chance to do our Ask Me Anything episode. I want to thank producer Andrew and for producer Connor for stepping in last week as I was busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. While they filled in nicely, we are not able to do the Ask Me Anything episode. So we need to do that right now, and we need to have that conversation with all of you. I love taking your questions. We don't always do this on Monday. Usually we do this on Friday. So you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. And we're going to try to pick questions that are very pertinent to the news cycle. And so let's start with this question, which is, Charlie, I saw the news this morning that PayPal and the tech companies are going to try and create a coalition around cracking down on right-wing groups. What do you make about this? Well, it's exactly right. Breaking today, the Anti-Defamation League, there's two different stories, just so you know. There's two stories. But, of course, they're related together, obviously. PayPal teams up with the NGO, Anti-Defamation League, to, quote, uncover and disrupt the financial pipelines that support extremist and hate movements. The initiative will focus on white supremacists and those propagating and profiting from anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, anti-immigrant, anti-black, anti-white, and anti-Asian hate. Oh, ADL, I have a question. What about anti-white hate? Is that something you don't care about? If white people are targeted, is that okay? Just fend for yourself? Or is it because there's more white people than any other kind of color, so you're fine, just figure it out. It's time for retribution. Why all of a sudden do you have to mention every single sort of group except white people? That's interesting. Where's the anti-Christian hate in your diatribe of things that shouldn't be tolerated? And of course those things shouldn't be tolerated. This program, we don't engage in any of that stuff. It's ridiculous. So what's really going on here? Number one, we have a creation of a new government. The United States Constitution is an awesome document. According to Russell Kirk, no relation, it is the most conservative document, political document, ever written because it has kept institutions intact for so long. And so I guess the question is, what happens when all of a sudden private industry gets more power than your own government to do what your government is not allowed to do? So, for example, the Department of Treasury is not allowed to all of a sudden arbitrarily create a laundry list of groups. Oh, yeah, we're going after anti-Hispanic, anti-Asian, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, extremist hate movements. You notice how they're so nonspecific too? When you have these very charged, overly broad descriptions, do you realize that it could apply to almost anybody? This kind of goes to this idea of the more laws, the less justice. The more rules, the less the chance of real justice being executed. Producer Andrew last week did a comprehensive takedown of illegal immigration and also legal immigration. Will producer Andrew now be not allowed to bank with PayPal? Because the financial system, because you say that we've had different levels of immigration in American history, which is totally true. And by the way, we should have an immigration moratorium in our country. We have way too many people coming into America right now. We cannot facilitate. We do not have the infrastructure, the cultural assimilation. And by the way, it's nowhere in our custom, the Constitution, or our laws. Well, except there is a law that was passed in the 90s that you have to take in people at all times. So here's a question. Is Switzerland racist? Now, how about this? Hey, Anti-Defamation League and PayPal, Are you going to restrict payments to the Olympics? Because Japan lets in like 6 people a year. How about the Japanese immigration system? Is PayPal going to go after the anti-immigrant culture of Asia? And I'm just so exhausted with this. We are the least racist country ever to exist. You want to go see racism? Go to an African nation. You want to go see racism? Go hang out with ethnic Indians. You want to see racism? Go hang out with Southeast Asians. You want to see racism? Go to South Africa. The rest of the world is infinitely more racist than we are. I want to get to some sound here. It's a little bit of a different story, but it goes to the next question. Let's go to cut one. Jake Tapper interviewing Dr. Fauci. Play cut one.
Are you part of those conversations? And if so, what are you advising? Do you think masks should be brought back for vaccinated Americans?
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am. The local officials have the discretion, and the CDC agrees with that ability and discretion capability to say, you know, so even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
And this goes to a question that Brian emailed us at freedom@charliekirk.com. He said, do you think that masks are coming back again? Of course. The mask mandates are going to be pushed forward in every major inner city across the country. So here's a question. If so many people are vaccinated, why are rates going up amongst even the vaccinated? They say, oh, it's an unvaccinated pandemic. Well, why are so many vaccinated people being testing positive? Why is that golfer having his life dream be torn away from him? What's his name again? He's a total stud. John Rahm, who now has tested positive twice for the Chinese coronavirus despite being vaccinated. What's going on here? Why is it that we have so many people in charge that want to go back to the inhumane practice of mandatory masking? Let's play cut eight. Joe Scarborough says that Biden needs to require public teachers to get vaccinated to get back to school.
Joe Biden needs to make the tough choice right now, and he needs to start in his own political backyard. And he needs to tell the teachers union that he's going to require every public health care person to get it, but also starting every public school teacher needs to be vaccinated.
Regardless of pre-existing conditions, regardless of exemptions. Now, of course, Joe Scarborough didn't mean to say public health scare. Of course, he wouldn't say anything like that. No such slip of the tongue would ever happen from Joe Scarborough. I suppose the question is, are we going to put up with this? Are we going to put up with another sequence of lockdowns, mask mandates, and mandatory vaccinations? Where's the breaking point? Are you going to allow them to steal another year from your children? The Foo Fighters held a vaccinated-only concert and had to cancel it because someone on their fully vaccinated team caught COVID. So let me tell you this. Oh, this is gonna make headlines. You ready? I can't wait. I always love when I do this. It's like I can write the headline. I did this with the Kyrsten Sinema thing. I can't wait. Here's how it's going to work, okay? If you're going to discriminate against us because we're unvaccinated and you want your own little weird, perverse, vaccinated-only America, we're going to say that you can't come to our stuff unless you're unvaccinated. You want to create medical apartheid? Fine. You want to discriminate against us? Two can play this game. Oh, well, Charlie, you can't do... Well, I thought you were discriminating against us. What do you expect us to do? Take this? How about this? We're going to have a concert with Eric Clapton, and it'll be awesome. And your concert with all these weird vaccinated people like the Foo Fighters will be canceled. If you run a conservative or faith-based business or organizations that accept credit cards for donations, events, and merchandise or anything, listen carefully. Do not expose yourself to being shut off because of cancel culture. The Charlie Kirk Show relies on Cornerstone Payment Systems to provide uninterrupted credit card processing for all of our work. We trust Cornerstone for our processing because I believe, and I think you will too, you'll benefit from their solutions, their low costs, and most importantly, their commitment to safeguard your transactions. Cornerstone provides all types of credit card solutions, including e-commerce, retail, donations, crowdfunding, and text to give. Please contact Cornerstone Payment Systems today and let them know you heard about them on my show. You can reach Cornerstone at 714-912-2617 or online at cornerstone.cc/Kirk. Again, that's cornerstone.cc/KIRK. Let them know I sent you. Okay, so for all the reporters out there, not everyone who's gotten vaccinated is weird, obviously. I was simply saying that the weird people who also happen to be vaccinated, okay? Specifics matter, obviously. And by the way, I think an unvaccinated concert led by Eric Clapton, well, Eric Clapton is technically vaccinated, but still, I think he would totally play at it. Eric Clapton might be the greatest guitarist alive, if not ever, prove me wrong. What do you think, Andrew Gordon? Yes, maybe? By far. It's a big deal coming from someone who used to work in radio. Well, still does work in radio. Eric Clapton is the man, and he's, let's just say, a free thinker. That's why they hate him, but they'll never cancel his music. Well, they'll try. Okay, next question. Hey, Charlie. Carla from Newport Beach. I'm seeing on the news a new poll by Ipsos, which I think is a division of Reuters, if I'm not mistaken. It shows 55% of American adults said they are, quote, pessimistic about the direction of the country. The first time a majority is more pessimistic than the optimistic during the Biden administration. Where do you stand? Are you pessimistic or optimistic about the direction of America under Joe Biden? That's a great question. Look, obviously I'm pessimistic about what Joe Biden is doing. I mean, he's a travesty. It's actually a tragedy. It really is. You could use all these words, and I just kind of laugh at these House Republicans that sometimes go on TV and they're like, oh, yeah, it's so terrible. It's just like, look, it's just sad. It's sad because so few Republicans are willing to actually use political power to stop him. And so, no, I'm not optimistic about the policy direction. I am optimistic that there will be a response to this. I am optimistic that we can improve things, and I am optimistic that our ideas are so much better and rooted in truth that the only missing ingredient is courage, and this starts to solve itself. It really does. But no, I would be fooling myself, Carla, I would be lying to you, like, oh, yeah, no, his policies make no difference. Oh, it makes a huge difference. Of course it does. When you have generals in the United States military that are implementing critical race theory and wokeism. Like, oh yeah, we're only going to drop missiles on white dominant neighborhoods when we go and invade. Oh, I'm sorry. We've been taught that anti-Asian hate is bad. So we're not going to intercept this Chinese torpedo. Like, is that like the new matrix, like, of looking at things? You know, actually, I think that, you know, we have to be more sensitive to our white supremacy. So we're going to allow the North Korean vessel to go untouched because it's military redistribution. Is that the extrapolation or the logical conclusion, I could say, of critical race theory in the military? Or how about this? We're only going to have the white people go into the most dangerous areas of combat because they've had such a privileged upbringing and they need to die at war more. I mean, I'm where does this actually have any sort of positive implementation in the military that actually helps our country? It doesn't. And so this is one of the most important questions, pessimistic, optimistic. It's solely dependent on our own action. Next question, same sort of thing, Greg from Dallas. And this is the second part of the question I didn't get to earlier. Hey, Charlie, I recently read that Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, YouTube, and other big tech companies will now start adding content to a shared counterterrorism key database, aiming to crack down on material from white supremacists and far-right militias. Of course, they can't define. Is this legal? How does this not constitute a monopoly? It is monopolistic behavior, but they won't be touched because they're going after people's politics that they don't like or that the government doesn't like. So you have a Department of Justice right now that is ignoring what happened with the nursing homes with Cuomo and Whitmer and with Newsom and Pritzker. But they're perfectly fine with Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, YouTube and other big tech companies coming together to try to come after white supremacists and far-right militias. Of course, we don't like those people. Of course. If you can find them. To quote Dennis Prager, I was listening to Dennis Prager last evening. He's a great guy. A colleague at the Salem Radio Network. I love what Dennis said. He said, look, I've never met a white supremacist. Ever. So where are they? He said, I've traveled the world. I've traveled America my whole life. Where are these people? And I'll second that. If CNN could find these people, why don't they put them on television? If they're so widespread, why is it never specified? Instead, they try to have these overarching narratives blaming things that don't actually exist, when the true root causes of societal decay, like fatherlessness and other things, are completely ignored. Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop seeing people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' house. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. I mean, do you really want your parents to see what you've been looking at? ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all of your network's data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers. Your private online activity stays just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all your devices and is super easy to use. The app literally has one button. You tap it and connect, and your browsing activity is secure from prying eyes. So stop letting strangers invade your privacy online. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/charlie to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/charlie to learn more. Got a really important question here, actually just kind of a comment. I want to read this. I want you to listen to this carefully. Hi, Charlie and team. I'm a nurse case manager worker in Baltimore. I got my first nursing license in 1994. In all my years of practice, I've never witnessed a definitive vaccine adverse event, injury, or death. Now I see these things almost daily. I'm witnessing things that are absolutely insane. Blood clots in urine, new onset seizure disorder, hemorrhaging, patients with altered mental status, patients who no longer can walk, heart attacks, strokes, bowel obstructions, severe debilitating pain, respiratory failure, critical lab values, not sure what that means, and so much more. I also have personal knowledge of 6 deaths. Now I'm starting to witness, quote, fully vaccinated patients sick with COVID-19 who end up in the hospital. My friend, this shot is not all that it was marketed to be. I am mortified by the whole of the medical community and those in national leadership who stand down to the truth and what is right. Thank you for covering this topic. It needs massive public awareness. You have a public voice, and I'm sincerely grateful. If you want more information, I'm more than happy to share. I'm not going to share her name because I don't want her to lose her job. What's going on here? Why are we not allowed to ask questions about this? And why are so many people on the center right of the commentary space in America peddling the vaccine? Is there money involved? Is it pay for play? Why is no one asking these questions? This is a nurse that just emails us and she says, oh yeah, they're absolutely insane. Blood clots in the urine, new onset seizure disorder, hemorrhaging, patients with altered mental status, patients who no longer can walk, heart attacks, strokes, bowel obstructions, severe debilitating pain and respiratory failure. Now I see them almost daily. We get to another question here that was related to that. Let me see if I can find it. If not, we're going to go to another one. We'll go to another one in a second. Let's get cut 10, please, queued up. This one is from Terrell. Terrell says, hey, Charlie, what happened with Tucker Carlson over the weekend? I heard that he was yelled at some store in Montana. That is true. This is the stakes of our politics now. They want to confront you and make your life uncomfortable. Now, the way I used to handle these stories is, oh, look how terrible they are and look how good we are because we don't do this stuff. You know what? We should do this. We should. We should go up to every single one of the hosts and we should peacefully get in their face and do this. Oh, well, Charlie, isn't that going down to their level? Do you want to win or do you want this kind of garbage to keep happening? Tucker Carlson with his family at a fly shop, minding his own business, gets totally confronted by this complete, total sociopathic lunatic. This guy should never be allowed to have power. This is why we have a constitution. And by the way, we just found out, thanks to Kyle Becker, that this guy worked for some sort of like NGO that had some very suspicious international ties and works for all sorts of different stuff. Was this a setup? Who was filming this? How did they know Tucker was there? Play tape.
I don't care, man. Just do. You are the worst human being known to mankind. I want you to know that what you have done to this state, to the United States, to everything else in this world, I don't care that you're not scared. What you have done to people's families, what you have done to everybody else in this society, son, folks can call me son if they want.
Tucker just handling it brilliantly, like, I'm not going to debate you, okay? And this lunatic just screaming in his face, you are the worst human being. And Tucker basically says, settle down, son. That should be a new shirt, by the way, that we should make. We should make a new shirt called Settle Down, Son, with Tucker's face. Now, the IQ discrepancy between these two people is very unfair. The other guy, not sure he had an IQ high enough to be able to serve in the U.S. military. Tucker, obviously Mensa level. But this is where our politics is going. Our politics is now going to full confrontation in public spaces. So much for, oh, well, I'm going to agree to disagree, the Voltaire thing. Yeah, I'm going to defend. I might disagree with you, but I'm going to defend the right to death for you to say that. Yeah, okay, sure. I'm losing patience with all of that. You're confronting Tucker Carlson in a fly shop in Bozeman, Montana when he's obviously on vacation. You cross the Rubicon. You go up to Sarah Sanders' family when she's dining in Virginia. You've crossed the Rubicon. Rubicon River, Julius Caesar declaring a civil war. We'll get into the history at a different time. You've crossed the line. They're going to keep on doing this. And this is going to reach a level where all of a sudden, half the country is not going to want to live with the other half of the country. It's not going to happen. They wanted Tucker to physically fight back so that Tucker would get arrested. This was a confrontation to try to incite a reaction. According to Jack Posobiec, he tweeted out that the White House knew about this beforehand. How is that possible? That's unconfirmed. Jack Posobiec tweeted that out. But I have to say, Jack has really good sources inside of the White House. What was going on here? Why was Tucker being confronted in Bozeman, Montana? I suppose we'll never know. I'd love to have them confront me and they can meet my new dog. We're getting him very soon. Briggsy, good luck. That'll be fun. Next question. And by the way, I'm not threatening. There's no threat. You just meet my dog. It's wonderful. Wonderful. Beautiful. Tough. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Here's a question here. I have a very important question that I've yet to see anyone on the right address and would appreciate your thoughts on it. In recent years, but more clearly in the last year, we have seen how the left has taken over America's institutions with things like CRT, transgenderism, and progressive agenda more broadly. I want to specifically ask about public education. Most of the responses on the right to this takeover have included the notion to either homeschool or get involved in local politics like school boards. So my question is, what does future look like for me who have a calling to teach the next generation of students in the public education system, like I had, but are facing things like CRT, LGBT, forced vaccinations, and others? It's a great question. Jacob, they don't want you to teach. They're not going to want you in the public education system. They are going to force you to get vaccines and toe the line. You can teach private. You can teach parochial. You can teach charter. You could teach in pods, but Jacob, it's going to be very hard to teach in the current government-run school system. Very hard. They are going to try to find you, ridicule you, mock you, and ostracize you if you dare say anything that is contrary to the party line. Here's a question here from Mark. Hey, Charlie, what is going on in France and in Europe? I'm seeing a lot of reports of protests. Is that true? Such a great question. And by the way, email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If I select your question, you get a signed copy of our book. In France right now, and in Italy, and in even in the Netherlands, there are massive, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of people in the streets protesting mandatory vaccines and vaccine passports. In fact, you're not going to see this on BBC. You're not going to see this on CNN. Instead, they're going to talk about white supremacy. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, Europe is like on the verge of a revolution, literally. Protesters just stormed a town hall in Paris, and they literally threw Macron's portrait out of the window. Play cut 12 of them throwing Macron's painting out the window. They're literally stomping on Macron's face. How is this not bigger news? How is this not the number one news story in the world? Answer, they don't want this to spread. They want to act like these are just a couple people waking up here and there. They're a little disgruntled because of all the lockdowns. And this is a very important point. Europe was locked down way longer and way more restricted than we were. They don't have a constitution like we do. We have been able to push back against these lockdowns early and often, and they still have gone too far. But Europe is still as locked down in certain places now as it was last March. In cut 13, Nadim Zawahi confirms that vaccine passports are coming to the United Kingdom. Mandates are coming, which means I may never go to London again, and I might never go to the United Kingdom again. I am not getting vaccinated, which means they don't want me to visit there. They want to create a apartheid system where you're not allowed in, which is really interesting. Are they trying to say they're going to control immigration? I thought it's immoral to control immigration. Play cut 13.
This week, after a successful trial, we have rolled out the NHS COVID pass. This allows people safely and securely to demonstrate their COVID status, whether it's proof of vaccination status, test results, or natural immunity.
They're coming very soon. Vaccine passports are coming soon. Now, instead of trusting the citizenry and using ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or all the other antiviral treatments that have come onto the kind of the scene, they want to push mandatory vaccinations on entire citizenry. Through vaccine passports. Now, of course, Europe has no history of all of overreaching governments of people trying to prove identification, obviously. Power's never been abused in Europe before. People are going to rise up against this. It's happening organically. It's going to be bigger than anything we have seen in the last 20 years. It's going to make the Arab Spring look like a little bit of like a little blip on the radar. The ruling class better watch out. The people are mad.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is what's crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You'll receive two for the one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425. Use the promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KIRK.
David from Charlottesville on the wonderful WCHV said, it's a pleasure to have you take over in the rush slot. Thank you. We are honored and blessed. He says, why do so many people care about getting a poke? If you don't want it, then don't get one. Don't force it on me. If your vaccine works so well, then good for you, and it should protect you well enough to not care if others get sick. Why does "it's my body and my choice" not apply? What do you think is the end goal for this? Well, Dave, this is such an important question. Thank you. Love Charlottesville, Virginia. Super thrilled and honored to be on WCHV. Liberalism almost always ends in authoritarianism. One of the greatest lies is this idea of live and let live. They never believed that. In fact, we are now seeing that maybe like 12 of them believe that, Alan Dershowitz being one of them. In reality, they wanted to use that campaign and a slogan to assume political power to then make other people conform to their demands. This mandatory vaccination campaign is the greatest example of this. For years, we were told, oh, you got to let people do heroin. It's their body. It's their choice. You got to let them defecate on the side of the streets. It's their body, their choice. You have to let people be publicly naked in downtown San Francisco. It's their body. It's their choice. You have to let people do whatever they want to do with their body. It's their body, their choice. Chemically castrate themselves when they're 14 years old. Their body, their choice. Now, here's an interesting thing. The ACLU goes and defends 15-year-olds to be able to chemically castrate themselves, but they don't defend people to allow them to not take the vaccine. Something's wrong with that picture. Is the ACLU getting money from Pfizer? Maybe. Are they getting money from Moderna? Who knows? I want to play a cut here. Cut 7, a foreign news report on how their hospital has 141 COVID patients and all but one had gotten the vaccine. Huh. So out of 141 COVID patients, 140 were vaccinated and one wasn't? Play tape.
There are a number of people in hospital. 141 people are in hospital with COVID at present, and 43 are in intensive care, 18 of whom require ventilation. So this is a very serious disease. All but one are vaccinated. One person has just received one dose of vaccine.
That's New South Wales, which is Australia. I was right. That's weird. Why are so many vaccinated people getting the virus? And then why are they pushing it on the unvaccinated people? It's about power. It's about obedience. It's about control. And it's about conformity. It always has been about those things. And we're about to hit a very serious collision point. We're not there yet. My prediction is we're about 2 or 3 weeks out from serious moves being done by the corporate elites, by the cultural elites, and the governmental and public policy elites, where they're going to say, you can't do X unless you're vaccinated. And I'm going to make a prediction. NFL games and NCAA sports games are going to be testing grounds for this. They're going to have vaccinated and unvaccinated seating sections. CNN accidentally emailed me last week. Sam Feist, whoever that is. I think I talked to him a couple years ago. Nice enough guy. And he said, this is the carrot versus the stick strategy. He's the Washington, D.C. CNN bureau chief. Shows how much I know about CNN. This is proof that the carrot is no longer working. So they're going to start to execute punishment on the unvaccinated. I'm not getting vaccinated. I've said that before. And I'm going to fight for every single one of you every day that we do not have life alterations, discrimination, that we do not have to experience two different forms of society just because we're young and healthy and we don't want to bow to the pharmaceutical companies of something that's an experimental vaccine. And there are so many troubling stories coming around this. Not going to happen. There's more of us than they realize. It's time for us to unify and speak out with courage. It might come at a cost, but you can know on this show and this program, I'm going to stand up for your children and your grandchildren to not be forcibly inoculated with an experimental vaccine from the very people that have lied about everything since the very beginning of this. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.